independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au. Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 4 minutes to eight on SENSA. Now, normally we are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA, but if you've just turned on SENSA or listening on the app, we are live at the Hospital Research Foundation Giving Day. To donate, hospitalresearch.org.au/SEN. Before we get into Bickley's Believe It or Not, the Cole Chalmers interview we had is now live on the podcast. And we had a text coming in from AJ there. Bix, a bit of feedback.
Yeah, it just says, believe it or not, when a radio guest comes on to be interviewed, the answers should generally be longer than the questions. Love your Walshy almost as much as you like asking 3 minute questions.
I'm all for that feedback. I feel like I'm a long question asker. Yeah. It does take a while because I'm trying to think while I speak at the same time. So, AJ, never contact the show again.
Yeah, word economy. And this one is from Lindsay. He says, guys, I think getting Narkle is a really important move by Port, one that provides insurance against Fantasia's uncertain future. He's a good player, this guy, and good players usually play well in good teams.
That's a good text from Lindsay, I reckon. Well,
just for those who are waking up to the mid-season draft, Quentin Narkle, picked up by Port Adelaide. Just reading some of the blurb on Port Adelaide's website, talking about him being a midfield and forward, mid-forward player. So he adds a little bit of polish around the footy. So there's an insurance policy there. And also he's a goal kicker there. In terms of the South Australians that got drafted, Glenelg have been disrupted again for the second year in a row. Matt Coulthard is headed to Richmond. And I think the Eagles lost a player last year as well. Mitch Hardy is headed from Woodville West Orange Eagles to Geelong. So they're the two teams that were disrupted here in the Sandford.
Thanks, Bix. All right, let's do it. It is time for this.
The strange, the bizarre, the unexpected. These are the kinds of subjects a man named
Mark A. Bickley
challenged us to
believe it or not.
Okay, Bickley's Believe It or Not. This is how it works. I've come up with three topics and little statements that you are going to listen to, and you have to decipher which one is true. And there's one true statement, and there are two true statements and one false one, and you have to pick which one is false.
Okay, do it, because we don't have time.
Okay, this is the captain's edition, so we're going to start.
Why is it the captain's edition?
I don't know. I just thought I'd pick something out. Jordan Dawson's going pretty well for Adelaide, so I thought that was my starting point.
You've inserted yourself again.
No, I have. I look, this is not about
a funny
me.
Way of inserting yourself
into
things, Mark.
This is not
things,
about
Mark,
me. Like, I know Jordan probably hasn't won a couple of flags, but he may very well do. Let's hope so.
All right, go.
Here we go. Jordan Dawson is a professional Australian rules footballer who is captain of the Adelaide Football Club.
That one's true.
In the Australian Football League. He previously played for Sydney from 2015 to 2021, and in February 2023, he was made captain of the senior men's team, taking over from Rory Sloan. A little known fact about Jordan Dawson is that he debuted on the same day for Sydney as Alia Alia. He was born the 9th of April 1997 in Robe, and he attended Mercedes College in Adelaide.
Okay, next.
Next is Tom Jonas, who's also a professional Australian rules footballer. He made his first appearance at senior level in 2011. His star sign is Capricorn, and he went 166 games between his first goal and his second goal at AFL level. Before becoming Port skipper, he wore Guernsey number 42 before switching to the traditional number one.
Thank you.
Went to Ross Trevor College. Mm-hmm. And the final one is Darcy Moore, who currently plays for the Collingwood Football Club.
Let me guess, he's a professional Australian rules footballer.
No, he is the son of former Collingwood captain Peter Moore. He played for the Oakley Chargers before being drafted to Collingwood in 2014 under the father-son rule. His father played 172 games in 9 seasons at Collingwood. Darcy has played 137 games in his 9th season. Even though Peter was a ruckman, he was 198 centimetres tall. Darcy is 5 centimetres taller at 203 centimetres.
Oh, okay, well, great. Thank you. So Jordan Dawson, Tom Jonas and Darcy Moore, 2 true, 1 false. Because we need to get to the news, I'm just going to throw it out there. And the one thing that stood out for me instantly was Tom Jonas, and you said his star sign, which I think that was intentionally put there to throw me. And that's where my head has gone to, because you didn't say the star sign of the other players. So I am suggesting that Jordan Dawson is true. Debuting the same day as Alir Alir, Crows captain, announced in February. Swans from 15 to 21. Darcy Moore, Peter, his father, 137 games. Tom Jonas, I think everything you said is correct apart from his star sign, which is probably false. So I'm going to say Tom Jonas is false.
Bum, bum.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Jordan Dawson is false. First of all, he played for Sydney from 2016, not 2015. Mm-hmm. He was born in Kingston, not Robe. He went to Scotch College, not Mercedes College. And Alir Alir had played 13 games before Jordan was even thought of.
So, did you make up the star sign thing just to throw me or leave it in there? Because that's very good from you.
No, no. I just went to Wikipedia and that's all the rubbish that's on Wikipedia. So anyway, that is it. I got you. And now you know a little bit more about Jordan Dawson.
Thank
and you.
You
know a little bit more about Tom Jonas. And I was really intrigued that Peter Moore was 198 centimetres and Darcy's 5 centimetres taller and plays as a defender, not even as a ruckman.
Yep, well, you've educated us and kind of entertained us as well. So thank you so much, Mark A. Bickley, believe it or not. We are here at the Hospital Research Foundation Group and it's a fantastic day of celebration and fundraising too. What we are going to do after the news is catch up with the CEO of the Hospital Research Foundation Group, Mr. Paul Flynn. It's 2 minutes past 8 on SENSA.